thank you for giving me another opportunity to share from the Bible, the Word of God. And I do always count it a privilege and a pleasure that I can read from the Bible. Well, just to address a couple of Mr. Weesum's points, and again, Mr. Weesum brings up many points, and by the way, anyone can read the Bible critically. It's not very hard. Actually, we can read any kind of writing critically, and it's easy if someone has a mind to it to turn to the Bible and to try and find questions and to raise questions in order to foster doubt. However, when we, and many of his questions can be answered, but unfortunately they can't be answered in a 15-minute segment that I'm allotted. So I'll take a couple of his questions. One was, does Jesus anywhere say he is God? Now, the answer is yes. Once we understand that Jesus is the embodiment of, look, he is the Word made flesh, John 1:14 tells us. And actually, everything that is written in the Bible is from the mind of Christ. And it's all a part of the Word of God, and Jesus is that Word. He is the Word. So if we read anywhere in the Bible that Jesus is God, well, Jesus is saying it. Jesus agrees with the Word of God 100%. He is the embodiment of this precious Word of God. And there's many instances in the Gospels where Jesus is making statements that only God could make. For instance, he says to the Jews in John chapter 8 and in verse 58, well, let me read also verse 57, and then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And that declaration of the Lord Jesus Christ ties in to the revelation of God to Moses back in the book of Exodus, when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and he told Moses, when Moses asked, who shall I say that you are? Tell them, I am has sent you. God is the great I am. He is the everlasting one who has always existed. And so this title, this name of God is used by Jesus in John 8:58. Now, if some want to read the Bible critically, they're not going to recognize that. They're not going to agree with that. They're not going to see that. And so there will be a lack of understanding. But in many places, Jesus, in another instance, healed a man, and actually before that, he had told the man who was of a palsy, he said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the Jews were amazed, and they thought, what tremendous blasphemy. Who is this man to forgive sins? None can forgive sins save one, that is God. And yet that's exactly the point Jesus was making in making that statement. And he was indicating he is God, and he does have the power to forgive. And Christ said, which is easier, to heal a man or to say his sins be forgiven him? And then he'd physically heal that individual in order to testify to prove of his statement that his sins were forgiven. So again and again throughout the Bible is dripping wet confirmation that Jesus is God himself in John 20. In the Gospel of John, Thomas, doubting Thomas that is renowned for his disbelief as to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, he is the one who said, I will not believe that Jesus was resurrected until he thrust his hand into Jesus' side and could touch and feel him with his own hands. Well, we're reading John 20. In verse 26, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came his doors being shut, and stood in the midst, said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. To say unto him, Thomas, don't call me Lord, don't call me God. Don't call me, that's reserved for God, the Son of God. No, we don't read that. Jesus did not say that to Thomas. He said, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou in me thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. In other words, he accepted the word of Thomas, and that was one of the main points that I was making last time in looking at actually verse 5 and Exodus 34, verse 13 and 14, where God says he is a jealous God. He will not allow anyone else to receive the worship that is due him. None other can be recognized as God. And yet here is Jesus, supposedly, according to your understanding, a faithful prophet. And yet, if he were a faithful prophet and not God, he would certainly accept the worship of Thomas as Lord and as God. Because he is God in the flesh. Well, getting back to my points, that I was desiring to make 4 points, showing 4 characteristics of God. And the first was that God must be eternal. We saw from the Bible, Jesus is eternal. The second characteristic of God is that God is the Creator. He is the Creator. And so, we would expect to find Jesus also is the Creator. Now we know from the Bible, in Genesis 1 verse 1, it says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God simply spoke. He said, Let there be light. He said, on the following days of creation, Let this be, and let that be, and the earth and worlds and the whole universe came into being at the power of the Word of God. He is infinite God, and the fact that God can simply say a word, and He can form the universe that we inhabit, that He can form this earth we're upon, and this whole universe, and man has never even reached the furthest reaches of deep space. Even with our most high-powered telescopes, we cannot see the end of this universe. It just goes on and on. Actually, it teaches us about the infiniteness of God, that we, as He has created this universe, which we can find no beginning, no end to it. Well, God did this all by speaking. This is the great power of the Word God. Well, we would expect, if Jesus is God, that we would get an indication from the Bible that He also is Creator. And we do. In Colossians chapter 1, it says of Jesus in verse 13, Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Now let me take a moment here, because I suspect that Mr. Wissam will quickly jump on this language of the firstborn, indicating that Christ has a beginning point. However, when God says that Jesus is the firstborn, he is referring to the fact that Jesus is the first to rise from the dead. He is. Yeah, part of me, I think something and froze me up. Can you let me know how much time I have left at this point? 4:25. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's probably a PM. A PM that came up. Let me see if I can correct that. But please, I'll continue then. Well, in Colossians 1, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. He is the first to rise from the dead. And now it goes on to say in verse 16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, a reference to the everlastingness of the Lord Jesus, and by him all things consist. He is the Creator God. Jesus is the one who created the earth. He is the God who spoke and created the heavens and the earth, and he holds all things together. He is the one who has created each one of us. We are the creatures of God, but the person of God is triune, threefold, and so Jesus is the Creator. Colossians 1, in these verses, clearly points this out and states this at where we can be very sure that God, who is jealous, God who alone gets all the glory and all the honor, is informing us and letting us know that Jesus is God. God is Creator. Jesus is Creator. God is eternal. Jesus, who the Bible says is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is eternal. And so, once again, Jesus qualifies. He meets the qualifications of the Bible, the qualifications that must be present if one is eternal God. Jesus is the Creator. He is the Creator, and he showed this, he displayed this in picture form, in a historical parable, in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, when his mother came to him and said, they have no wine. And Jesus turned the water into wine. There were six water pots of water pointing to the 6 days of creation. And in transforming the water into wine, Jesus was showing his creative power. He was demonstrating that he is the God who formed the universe. Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share a little bit more about the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Bible teaches about him. The Bible is a wonderful book, a beautiful book that is very harmonious, and none of its statements contradict. Everything fits together, pieces of a puzzle. So God, who is one, the God of the Bible, and Jesus are identical. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Is it sound clear? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, right one, please. Can you hear me? Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Case, you had half an hour, and till now, you didn't give us one verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said specific, very precise, that I am your God. I am your Lord. I am your Creator. You are assuming Jesus is God. But where in the Gospel Jesus said, I am God? Till now, you didn't give us any verse. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear it from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus declared, I am God. I am your Lord. I am your Creator. Till now, you didn't give us any verse. Second, You keep talking about that Jesus is God manifested in flesh. Where in the Bible Jesus said, I'm God manifested in flesh? Where in the Bible Jesus said, I'm God and a man at the same time? Where in the Bible Jesus said, I'm perfect God and perfect man? Where in the Bible Jesus said, I'm sometimes God and sometimes I am a man? Where is this dual nature? Where do you get this dual nature from? It's not the teaching of Jesus Christ. It's not biblical teaching. God is not a man. God is not a man. Now, you're talking about Jesus is the Creator. I challenge you in front of the audience or the listeners over here to show us that Jesus created anything in the New Testament. I challenge you, when your turn come up, give us, show us where in the New Testament Jesus created anything. Now, you quote from letter by Paul, it's not Jesus Christ. I would like to see where in the Gospel Jesus created anything. Absolutely, he did not create nothing. Absolutely nothing. Where in the Bible Jesus said, I am the Creator, or he created anything. You're assuming that he is the Creator, using the teaching of Paul. Now, you said something very important to know. You talked about John, the book of John. The book of John. Do you know the purpose of the writing of the book of John? Do you have any idea? They're trying now to show us verses from the book of John that Jesus Christ is God. And all the verses you're quoting from the book of John. Go to the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31. John 20, 31. It says, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through him. Again, the writer of the Gospel of John says in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 31, but these are written, the book of John is written, for what? For what purpose? To tell us Jesus is God? To tell us about Trinity? No. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Jesus is the Christ. Yes, Christ is anointed in English language. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean God or Son of God. But the word Son of God, if the word Son of God, it means God or equal to God? No. Because Jesus Christ said in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 17, he said, I am ascended to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. So the Father is Father of all, including Jesus Christ, and he is God of all, including Jesus Christ. If you don't meet the Jesus is the unique Son of God, I would like to hear it from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am unique Son of God. My Father of God is different than you. I'm not like you. No. Jesus said, I am ascended to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. So, nothing wrong with, if Jesus said, I'm Son of God, nothing wrong with that. So, the Gospel is written only for one purpose, to tell us that Jesus is the Christ. Is not God. It's very clear now. Okay. Now, you mention about John 5:58, that Jesus said, I am. And the word I am, it means I am God Almighty. I am the Lord. I am God, I am the Creator. Absolutely great. No problem. Is this, when you say I am, it means you are God? Now, in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 8, John 9:8. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and did? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am. The beggar said, I am. The beggar, then the beggar is God. He said, I am God. He said, I am. The beggar said, I am. Can we say the beggar is God? Can we say the beggar is God? He said, I am. Jesus said, I am. God said, I am. The beggar said, I am. Can we say he is God? No. This week, very weak. Also, I would like you without translation. Can you believe the time? Can you see the time? Translation. The New Testament by G.R. Noyes, 1869. The translation says, from before Abraham was, I have been. That's what means I am. I have been. I was there. Not I am God. I was there. Translation by the Bible American Translation by G.M. Smith and E.J. Goodspeed, 1935. Translation says, I existed before Abraham was born. It doesn't mean I am God, I am the Lord. The word here, I am, with me, I was here. I was existed before Abraham. That's it, doesn't mean I am God or anything else. You mentioned about the letter of creation. I misquote the letter of creation. The letter of creation did not say he is the first arise from the dead. It did not say that. It did not say that. The first arise from the dead. It did not say that. The word of Revelation says, look over here, on creation chapter 1 verse 15. It says, the first born of every creature, the first born of every creature. It did not say the first one arise from the dead. The first one God created him is Jesus Christ. And this is agreement with Revelation of John chapter 3:14. Revelation of John 3:14. It says, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write, this thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. The beginning of God's creation. Jesus Christ, the beginning. The beginning of God's creation. He has beginning. God created him. And God is everlasting. God is eternal. God is not created. Nobody created God. But God created Jesus Christ. Again, the beginning of God's creation. Very clear? Very clear. You say Jesus is God because he forgives sin. Jesus is God because he forgives sin. If Jesus is God because he forgives sin, I would like to you to answer this. When he went on the cross according to the system of beliefs, he says in Luke 27:34, it says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, Father. He asked another person. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. Why Jesus on the cross asking somebody else to forgive their sin? First, second, if Jesus is God because he forgives sin, we have to say also that a priest can be God. A priest can be God. Why? In the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 15, it says, and the priest shall make atonement for him of touching his sin, that he has sinned in one of these, and it shall be forgiven of him. Who forgives his sin? The priest. Is the priest to God now? Is the priest to God? Second, in the book of John, chapter 20, hold on a minute now. In the book of John 20:22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Jesus Christ gave his disciples the power to forgive sin. The disciple has the power to forgive sin. Does that mean that the disciple is God? No, they are not God. Now, let's go back to the same topic. Can you think how many minutes left are for us? Where in the Bible Jesus said, I am your God. I am your Lord. I am your Creator. Worship me. I was right. You mentioned about tombs. Thomas said, my God and my Lord. Oh, excuse me, you are American. I live in the United States too. And we have a lot of people living in the United States. You know, in the United States there is an exhibition. He said, oh my God. Is that you, your God? When you talk to me, I'm telling you, oh my God. Is that you, your God? Oh my goodness. Is that you, mean you are God Almighty? That's exhibition. Exhibition. Oh my God. Is that you, your God? And you are American, and you use this exhibition. I use it every day in my life in the United States. That's normal. It doesn't mean you are a God. Now again. The word in the Bible, Jesus said, I'm God. The word in the Bible, Jesus said, I'm God. And in manifested in flesh. Our Jesus is God because he said, I'm Son of God. Our Jesus is God because he did miracles. About the book of John, it's very clear, you know. Very clear. The writer of the book of John. I'm going to say it again because I would like everybody to know that. John 20:31. But these are written that they might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. This book, the book of John, did not have in his mind, he will read this book to tell you that Jesus is God. If this is in his mind, he would say yes. But these are written that they might believe that Jesus is God. He did not say that. He did not say. You have no right. You have no authority to get verses from the book of John about the divinity of Jesus Christ, because the writer himself said this book is not written to declare the divinity of Jesus Christ. You have no clear statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I'm God. Say, I'm God. Jesus said, I am God. It's not there. It's not there. When you talk about that Jesus is God in flesh, Jesus himself. When you say in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 31, if I bear witness myself, my witness is not true. And he said in 5:32, the one who bear witness for me is another. Another. And he is not a man. I do not accept from a man. God is not a man. And by the way, he said something very interesting. He said the Bible does not contradict itself. Actually, it does. And I give you a verse from the Bible over here right now. Look, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 37, John 5, 37. He said, and the Father who sent me, testify for me. You never heard his voice, nor see his shape at any time. You never heard his voice, never ever heard his voice. You will see his shape any time. Now I would like you to read the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 16, 17, 18. It says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting upon him. And listen now, and look, a voice from heaven is supposed to be the voice of God, the voice of the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Father said from heaven, took and said, his voice was clear, this is my beloved Son. But Jesus said, you never heard his voice, nor see his shape. The mic is yours. I would like to hear a clear statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ. He said, I am God, I am your Lord. The word in the New Testament, Jesus created anything.